If I see picture, I hear music. I always work visually. Those were film composer Danny Elfman's words on this program last week as he described the approach to his premier orchestral work. That got our music director Ned Wharton thinking about a couple of recent CDs designed to be appreciated with visual components.
When composer and guitarist Bill Frisell saw the paintings of Gerhard Richter, this is what he heard. Frisell was commissioned by producer David Breskin to write a series of compositions for strings and electric guitar based on a series of abstract paintings by the German artist. Most of Richter's paintings from the 858 series feature vibrant oil colors spread over aluminum plates. Frisell says he saw himself in the role of the squeegee, smearing the paint around. Breskin essentially gave Frisell free rein to develop music with few parameters, but he did say to Frisell, the music should not be pretty. Some of the sounds are really quite thorny, but occasional passages display Frisell's unmistakable lyricism. A book of Richter's paintings with a CD insert of Frisell's music was released a few years ago. Now the music is available as a super audio CD called Richter 858. Put the disc in your computer and you can view a slideshow of Richter's shimmering paintings accompanied by the music. Another recent collaboration of sound and vision is Blankets, an illustrated novel by Craig Thompson. He won a Harvey Award for Best Graphic Novel in 2003, and in the wake of that success, asked composer John Askew and his band Tracker to record a soundtrack for it. Blankets includes some vivid and striking imagery, definitely not a comic book for the kids, but it's a poignant and thoughtful coming-of-age story. And the CD by Tracker provides the perfect ambience. The music lifts the characters off the printed page and into another dimension.
Ned Wharton's director's cuts, including full music selections and artwork from Blankets and Richter 858, can be found on our website at npr.org.